The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. Adam, what's all this forced marriage stuff?
Yeah, what we have here is a problem. A lot of it is behind closed doors, so the full extent of it's difficult to gauge. But it's thought hundreds of women and young girls are often arranged to have family holidays, in inverted commas, back in Pakistan or wherever, and end up being forced into marriage with relatives, friends of friends, distant cousins, whoever. And this is bad enough. It's, of course, illegal under UK law. It should not be happening. And they return to the UK, and lo and behold, visas are being issued to the husbands, even if the women themselves who are forced into this arrangement object to the visas. So the Home Office is kind of accused of being complicit in some of this abuse, inequality, and sometimes it leads to rape as well. And it happened at least 88 times in the past year.
Yep.
So Naz Shah, a Labour MP who herself was forced into marriage at the age of 15, she has a lot to say about this, understandably. She's now leading the campaign saying, let's stop this. Let's at least stop the visas for husbands who ought not to be husbands and ought not to be here.
Absolutely. 1,000% correct. Now, Imran Khan, is he the Pakistani Prime Minister?
Well, it looks like it. Doesn't it? I know there are some suggesting the election was rigged. Isn't that the way of all elections?
Yeah.
I mean, Zimbabwe, Pakistan.
Zimbabwe, what a mess there. But anyway, he's talking about Britain's dirty money.
He is. And what he's saying is that essentially corrupt Pakistani politicians, if you like, the previous regime, has been squirreling money away in London in property, shares and accounts. And he's saying, we want the money back. It's dirty money. It shouldn't be here. It's money laundered money as well. The problem is that for some time, I mean, I didn't know this, but for some time, London was a sort of no questions asked kind of place. There was an awful lot of dirty money swilling around. Yes, there's new anti-corruption legislation that's meant to stop that. But Imran Khan wants the ill-gotten gains back. And you know what? You can't blame him. It could be billions.
Yeah, it could be. You're absolutely right. And the digital dependence story?
Yeah, we are, unsurprisingly, increasingly dependent on our mobile phones. According to Britain's telecoms regulator, they say 80% of us have a smartphone, 80% of us say we couldn't live without it. On average, we check our mobile phones every 12 minutes and within 5 minutes of waking up. But I also love the fact that if you wanted to replicate what your smartphone does, you would need 30 things, including a camera, a camcorder, a music player, a laptop, and a photo album, an encyclopedia, and every map on Earth.
But remember the days when work ended at 5 o'clock? Now, because of the smartphone, they've got you 24-7, haven't they?
You're right. And it is, of course, you see, both a blessing and a curse.
That's it. All right. There we are. Adam Gilchrist in London.